Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Know When to Hire Your First Team Member. Now let's get started with today's show. Picture this. You're drowning in your own business success, working 70-hour weeks, watching opportunities slip away because you simply can't handle everything alone. Sound familiar? Today we'll reveal the exact signs that scream it's time to hire now. Here's the truth most entrepreneurs miss. Hiring isn't about having enough money to pay someone. It's about understanding the cost of not hiring. Let's start with the revenue test. If you're consistently hitting $10,000 monthly revenue for 3 consecutive months, you can afford help. But here's the real calculation. If hiring someone frees up 10 hours weekly so you can focus on $50 per hour tasks, that's $2,000 in monthly value. Your genius isn't in organizing your inbox or scheduling meetings. It's in the revenue-generating activities only you can do. The breaking point signals are impossible to ignore. You're missing deadlines, saying no to profitable projects, or your quality is slipping. Customer service response times have doubled because you're overwhelmed. You haven't taken a weekend off in 2 months without checking emails. This isn't hustle culture. This is business suicide. Let me tell you about Sarah, a graphic designer earning $15,000 monthly who refused to hire help. She lost her biggest client when she missed a deadline due to overcommitment. That hesitation cost her $30,000 in annual recurring revenue. Within 1 month of hiring a virtual assistant, she landed 2 major contracts. The irony? Her fear of spending money actually cost her money. When you're ready to hire, remember this. Hire for your biggest time drain, not your biggest weakness. Most entrepreneurs need administrative support first. Email management, scheduling, basic customer service. Look for tasks you do repeatedly that don't require your specific expertise. Here's your action step. Track your time for 1 week and identify tasks consuming 5 or more hours that someone else could handle. If those tasks cost less than your hourly rate to outsource, start hiring tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.